Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, everybody. It's me, your most favorite person in the whole world on your butt. Stop talking. And your most favorite podcast in the whole world. It is I, Kelsey, and this is your fave Grey's Academy podcast, your favorite Grey's Anatomy podcast in the whole entire internet world. Carmen and I were fighting right before we started recording, so the energy is fun tonight.
It wasn't even a fight. It was yelling at me for no reason.
It was not no reason. I'm not going to air it out for everybody because I don't want people to attack you, but you were wrong. And I was correct. And Carmen, I think, ultimately recognizes that he was wrong, but he has an issue where he won't admit that.
I don't admit that I'm wrong, and I don't think that
Can you say the back half of the intro to this podcast?
It's a beautiful day for a podcast.
Amazing. Okay.
Or something like that.
Oh my God. Should we talk about Grey's Anatomy?
We should, but I have so many shout outs.
Oh, of course.
Okay. This episode is, I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to. I was going to say the episode was brought to you by the thing that we were arguing about.
I know earlier. You were. Immediately clocked that.
Yeah. I have two Apple Podcast reviews.
Yay!
Actually, 2.5, a half of one. Remember that one that said, the title was Style, and it was like, watch the show you're talking about and stop guessing what will happen in the future. Just talk about what happened next week or that week. And then it's like, I could do without the swearing, blah, blah, blah. It's F this and F that. They all of a sudden, it says it's 3 days ago they posted that. So I kept refreshing it to see if their comment would be updated, and it didn't. So I'll keep close to that. But anyways, we've got a 5-star review from Ruiz4. And the title of the podcast is the review is one of my favorite podcasts, ! 5-star review. One of my favorite podcasts. I absolutely love the banter between Kelsey and Carmen, but they spelled your name incorrectly because you're their least favorite podcast host. They always make me laugh. I realize that that's also putting Ruiz4 on blast. I'm so sorry.
There you go.
They always make me laugh. I've rewatched the first 8 seasons of Grey's Anatomy more times than I can count. In parentheses, the original cast will always be my favorite. End parentheses. But I've only seen the later seasons once. I'm so excited to rewatch the rest. Ruiz, we are also excited for you to join us. And then we have another 5-star reviews, which is titled thumbs up emoji, blue heart emoji, 5 stars. By Indy, and then I think it's a flower. I just caught up on all episodes recently and join the Patreon and Discord. Oh, Indy, hell yeah, whoever you are. I don't know if it's your real name or not. I don't know. But I love hearing both Carmen's and Kelsey's thoughts on each episode. My favorite part is Carmen's predictions of what's going to happen and looking forward to his reactions to big events. I know some don't like their talk about their lives, but I love it. Makes me feel like we are all friends and sharing an interest. Hell yeah, Indy. All right, I've got a couple Instagram shout outs here.
Perfect.
Number one.
Also, thank you both for your reviews. We appreciate it.
Have to shout out Christian because Christian sent me a picture of a cotton candy blizzard. Fuck yeah, cotton candy blizzards. Got a shout out. Let's see. I'm like, where are all of my message? They're getting buried. Okay. I have to shout out my new friend, Mireya. And her husband, Noe, and their daughter, Zoe. It has been so, so great getting to chat with you. She's been sending me these messages, and she's like, it's filling up the entire space of messages. And she's like, sorry, I was rambling. I'm like, I fucking love it. Like, this is what the podcast is. Love the fucking ramblings. So hell yeah, dude. I think we had gotten a message from Bella Fart Smella way, way long ago, but I was just messaging back and forth with Bella Bella Fart Smella. That's my girl right there. Shout out to Tracy. Tracy is going back and getting her nursing degree at 53
That's
years
so
old.
Cool.
Hell fucking yeah, dude. Keep us up to date. The whole Grey's Academy community is shouting for you and rooting for you. And I think that might be it. Let me just do a quick look here. Yeah, Bella Fart Smella, Mireya. Gene, an old listener of the show, just popped back in and said, hey, hope you are still going to therapy. And I said, yes, I'm healed. So absolutely. I'm very healed. Very, very healed.
So interesting. Did you ask Renee about your adult ADHD?
I did, actually.
What did she say? Did she say, thank God you finally brought this up?
No. She said, ironically, you don't have it at all. No signs that we've ever talked about.
She
didn't say that. She said, basically, there's an assessment that we're going to do, and it's going to be able to determine the different stages of ADD versus anxiety versus PTSD, because it's like the same test for all of those things.
Right, yeah.
It could be a myriad of things.
It's so true.
But she's going to refer me to a specialist. And then we had a conversation around explaining the differences between a therapist, a psychologist, and a psychiatrist.
Which we had just had that conversation last week.
Yes, we just had that conversation. So, so it was a really good conversation. And,
I did want to shout out, we did get a new Patreon member last week, but it was before, or like maybe it was during when we were recording. But anyways, Allie Ray,
woo!
And then I feel like I've failed because we did the whole email episode and we didn't shout out Joe. Who I get emails from all the time.
Joe from Orlando.
They made me so happy. So just want to say big shout out to Joe, one of our biggest supporters, whomst we love to hear from.
Whomst, we do. Yes.
I have been saying whomst a lot lately. I don't know why. I'm really in my whomst era.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Whomst, there it is.
Yes. Or right whomst, there. Whomst, let the dogs out.
whomst released the beast.
Whomst, let the untrained canine out thine door.
Oh, no. Ugh, this fucking salesperson came to my door last night at 8:37 p.m.
Nope, that's a no for me, dog.
And Tibby got out, and I was like, I just, like, honestly kind of want to let you, like, bite this man. Just, like, get the fuck off my property. I didn't. She wouldn't, but I was annoyed that she ran out the door, but I was also like, go away.
You know, I gotta give mad props to these door-to-door salespeople. It takes a lot of guts to go out there and do that, just to be rejected 99.999% of the time.
This was a bug service that they spray your yard. We used to use them. And I canceled them after 2 years because after 2 years of using them, I saw not a difference. Not a mosquitoes, bugs everywhere still. And he was like, he started to spiel and I go, I'm going to stop you. We actually used to have you guys and I canceled you. And he was like, yeah, I see you were a previous customer. I was like, yes. And he was like, why'd you cancel us? I was like, because I didn't see a difference. And he was like, well, when did you cancel? I said, in April. And he goes, well, if you just canceled us, you haven't seen a difference yet. I said, no. The whole time I had you guys, I saw no difference. And he was like, oh, that's crazy. And I was like, yeah, I agree, because I was paying for it. And then he just like stared at me and I was like, I mean, listen, they did a great job like sweeping down the cobwebs every other week. Yeah. But like, there's bugs everywhere. We're all getting bit by bugs. There's bugs on the dog. There's bugs on my kids. Like, there's bugs. And he was like, oh, that's so weird. Like, we, if you look us up on Google, we have like a 4.9 star review. And I was like, in my head, I was like, yeah, that other one, like half a star is fucking me.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'd love to get you guys back. And I was like, I really think we're good. And he was like, what if I did like a special deal, like to get you guys back? And I'm thinking like, he's going to give me a month for free. And he's like, $79. And I was like, no. And he was like, what if I do like floor, like $50? I was like, literally no. Like, we aren't going to pay you anymore. It's 8:30 at night. I'm trying to watch a show with my husband in the eensy bit of time we get together. The dog got out because of you. You're pissing me off. literally the only reason I like let him talk as long as he did. His voice was so deep. It was like mesmerizing. I was literally like, how is this happening? Because he did. Do you know sometimes people just like don't match their voice?
Yeah.
He did not match his voice. And I was literally like baffled. Every time he would talk, I was like in my head, like, how is this happening? How is your voice so insanely deep?
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's
it was like when the people not, don't I match mean, their like, voices. It was not like that's not even close. Like it was wild. That was closer. It was crazy. And he was like pretty young and like very, very thin. It was just really wild.
That's funny.
Anyways, I was like, honestly, you're lucky I was this nice.
Yeah, you know, like we get them at the door every once in a while, and if I'm not actively doing something else, I'll give them the time of day. I'll open the door. Like you can wow me. I'm gonna give you the as a salesman at heart. I'm gonna give you the chance to wow me. Okay. And there was this one guy who came up, and I think it also was a bug service, or it was like a roof inspection thing after like a hailstorm. And the guy was like, I would love to come back another time. And I was like, listen, man, I am doing like 1,000 things right now. And then he like walked up and was like, hey, like, let me shake your hand. Let me get to know. I'm like, listen, man, I'll shake your hand. But I am in the middle of truly, if you don't have a card for me to take, which I always look into, I always research the company. I'm not going to do this right now. I'm not going to sign up with you at a door to like, I haven't thought about this. I've done no research. I'm not taking your word for it. Like
Michael has a firm stance, shockingly, that if he's like, if you knock on my door, I will never use your company. He's like, you could be the best, but if you have come to my home and disrupted my life, I will never use your company.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
He does actually, but he does appreciate now, not when people go door to door for a politician. We did have an actual person running for our district in something in Tennessee come. And he was like, I actually really appreciate it. And he was like, I stood there and talked to her for like 5 minutes. He was like, I would have talked to her for longer, but I don't know where I was not here. And the kids were here. So he was like, he could not feasibly continue the conversation with her. But he was like, I actually did have a lot of respect for that. And it was at like it was like 4 o'clock. It was a reasonable time to do it.
Yeah. It's the after 8 o'clock for me.
It's the, honestly, anything after six, like get the fuck away, go home.
Yeah. Go to your loved ones.
Like if you want to cold call me, whatever. Cause I can reject it. And I guess, I cannot answer the door, which sometimes when I'm home alone and it happens, I'll just like not tell Watson to stop barking and I'll let him come to the door behind me and he won't run out the door, but he will stand right behind me and bark. And he's an insane person dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll just be like, I'll crack the door and he's just like losing his mind. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And they're like, try and start. I'm like, I'm so sorry. The dog. And I'm so sorry. And I just like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just close the door on them. I've done that more than once.
I love it. I love it.
That's my go-to.
That's so funny. Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting. That's probably one of those jobs that might not exist in 30 years when we're all living on the moon.
You would think it wouldn't exist now.
That's fair. That's a good point. I would love for a door-to-door salesman to just come and say, I will give you $1,000 worth of Pokemon cards if you let me get a free quote to you.
That is the dumbest trade. Also, speaking of Pokemon cards, I text Carmen. I go to Target this Friday early in the shit because the kids keep waking up at the fuck crack of dawn. And so I'm like, well, I'm already up. So let's just go to Target and do our groceries. And so, which I know, fuck Target. Unfortunately, where I live, all the grocery stores are doing bad things. So like, I don't have a lot of options. But anyways, so, and I'm like, oh my God, look at all these Pokemon cards. I'm like, send Carmen a picture. I'm like, do you need all these? And he's like, I don't need any of those. He's like, I need the box. I send him a picture of a box. He's like, that's not the box I need. I was like, this motherfucker, I go so far out of my way for him and he never needs it. I was all the time. He's asking everybody for Pokemon cards. And then when he gets the chance for Pokemon cards, oh, I don't need those Pokemon cards.
Okay.
I try to be a good friend.
I try to be nice. Well, then try harder. I don't know what to tell you.
You're a dumb bitch.
I appreciate the text and the photos. Would you rather me say, I could always use those cards. I would be happy to have taken them. But would Would it be worth telling my wife then that I bought more Pokemon cards? Of ones that I didn't need when there are ones
of
that I do need?
Of all the things
need?
You do to harass her without a second thought, and then all of a sudden you're going to have a second thought when I'm involved?
I had already bought Pokemon cards that Friday.
I know.
So buying more would just
be... And then
be...
I almost sent you pictures of all the Pokemon Pop-Tarts. Do you need these Pokemon Pop-Tarts?
Oh, no, they're terrible.
Do you need
flavors.
These Pokemon Gushers? Do you need these Pokemon Goldfish?
There's Pokemon Gushers? Yeah, those I need. What are we talking about here? What the fuck is happening?
I don't like the way you eat Gushers, so I will not enable you.
The only way to eat Gushers is pouring the entire bag into your mouth at one time.
And that's a serial killer trait.
I also do that with Skittles.
Yeah.
And M&Ms. And gummy bears.
And with Nerds.
And Nerds. The whole box of Nerds.
That's how
yeah.
Michael does it, and I hate it.
What, do you eat one Nerd at a time?
No, I just like a little bit at a time.
It's either...
I want to savor it.
You could savor a whole box of Nerds.
No, you literally can't.
You know how you savor it? You go get another whole
I'm
box of Nerds.
You don't know what savoring is.
It's enjoying.
It's... I think you're doing it wrong.
Well, I don't think that you're
and by
savoring...
It, I mean living. Okay, let's talk about Grey's Anatomy.
This
let's
friendship.
Talk about Grey's Anatomy. I'm
gonna I refuse.
You.
I'm going on strike. Ugh. Writer's strike!
Ernie
wait,
Wars.
Wait. Happy Pride, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Happy Pride.
Yes. Could not let another second go by.
The best month of the year.
Second only to November.
No.
What's the one where Donald Trump's birthday? That's number one.
That's July or June.
Really? Why do you know that off the top of your head?
Because I remember last year when they had that stupid military parade. Because his birthday is the same as the military's birthday.
Ugh, fucking why? What a dumb bitch. Yeah, no. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Be gay. Do crime. Okay.
Do crime. What? We don't
you
condone
don't,
crime
you
for
don't
legal
know.
Reasons.
Be gay, do crime. Carmen doesn't know anything. He's not on the internet enough.
Okay.
It's a thing. This is the 19th episode of the 10th season. I cannot believe it is the 19th episode. There are not that many episodes left. There are five episodes left. That's crazy. Crazy. This is the 215th episode overall, and it is called I'm Winning, and that is a song.
Winning is a song. This is not. Yep, there it is. Santana. It's by Santana from 1981, which is crazy. I don't know what I thought. Do I know what Santana is? I don't even know. Who's the guy from Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Now I don't want to say it and be wrong.
Isn't it Carlos Santana?
Yeah.
Is that not the band Santana?
Yeah.
Then who's Russ Ballard?
I don't know.
I don't know anything. Anyways, this song...
Carlos Santana, Mexican-American guitarist.
For the band...
78 years.
For what band?
Carlos Santana official website.
Does he play for Santana?
He is Santana.
No, Santana is a guy named Russ Ballard.
I don't know. Keep reading your thing. I'll get to the bottom of this.
Oh, wait. You're right.
Yeah.
Carlos Santana is a producer. Okay. I don't know. I guess I was, man, goodness. Anyways, it's by, I thought he was the lead singer, and all of a sudden this guy named Russ shows up. Like, I don't understand. And okay, anyways, it's the sixth track off of the album. And
what album is it?
The album is Z-Bop with an exclamation point. So, like, they're yelling it. Or it's Z-Bop.
Z-Bop-a-de-boo.
What? What in the Bill Cosby did you just say?
That was kind of. I was doing the Bill Cosby that they do on Family Guy.
That's what I was doing. Okay, anyways, number 17 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart, number 2 on the U.S. Mainstream Rock chart, number 18 in Canada, number 88 in Australia. And speaking of Australia, Marlo is on the largest Bluey kick of her entire life right now.
Yes, Bluey.
So good. And that's all I got. The song was just okay. I'm going to give it a subjective 3. Or objective 3 and a subjective 2. I mean, it charted in the top 20 in the US Hot 100, so I guess it's good. I just didn't like it. It's okay.
Mm, I'm sorry about that. How did it sound?
Kind of like the Bill Cosby impersonation we just did. Someone actually just said, I'm gonna see if I can find this. There was someone who they said they did not realize that all of the Mireya had said that she didn't realize that it's music fun facts. She didn't know that each episode was a song. So She's watched the show for a long time and it never clicked for her. So
Also, no, Santana was at no point a guitarist for Red Hot Chili Peppers. So
who's the guitarist for Red Hot Chili Peppers then?
There's a large list of people here, so I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Wasn't he named after the planet in The Mandalorian?
No.
Navarro?
No.
I have not seen Mandalorian and Grogu.
I haven't seen a movie in a million years.
Apparently there's a thing with Toy Story 5. I guess Taylor Swift is involved. Mm-hmm. Something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I hesitate to talk on her because I don't want people to get mad at me. But, you know, she wrote a song for it. I'm sure it's going to be lovely.
Oh, did she? That's confirmed?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she announced it yesterday. It's going to be out on the 5th, which is Friday?
Friday. Yes, which is the release of one of the new Pokemon cards that I need to get. So I'll be at Target at 5 a.m.
Well, I will not be looking for it for you. And if I find it, I will set it on fire out of spite.
Wait, please don't. If anyone is out at Target or Walmart on Friday and they see a cute little purple tin with a Gengar on it, you should buy it for me.
What if they buy it for me, bitch?
Then good.
Good, good, good.
I own one singular stock of the Pokemon company, so thank you for making me money.
You're a dumb hoe.
Interesting.
Interesting that you feel that way. Okay.
How long have we been talking? Because my thing now says 39 minutes, and that can't be right.
Not that long. 21 minutes.
21 minutes. Okay.
What did you do wrong?
I didn't do anything. Back to you, Kelsey.
This is written by Joan Rader and directed by Kevin McKidd.
Oh, yeah. Kevin McKidd.
Aired April 10th, 2014 to 8.1 million views. Go ahead.
I'm immediately mad that Kevin McKidd directed this episode. Wait, he directed or wrote it?
Directed.
He directed an episode that's all about Christina. I'm immediately mad.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Okay, the Netflix synopsis is Christina plays it cool when she gets nominated for an important award, while Meredith tries to hide her jealousy and Bailey seeks to save a young boy. I feel like that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, and
but Bailey's also being
jealous.
Very petty, and I kind of love it.
Yeah.
It might not be the best look, but I like it. It feels relatable.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, same with Meredith, you know? Yeah. Although, I don't think I would ever throw a party for you if I was jealous of you.
Yeah, I just, like, I can't imagine a scenario where that would happen.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, I don't know. We just have a very supportive friendship, even though we're mean to each other all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you support me getting Pokemon cards.
I don't support a damn thing.
Hmm.
I just don't know from like a jealousy standpoint if there would be something that you would be like secretly jealous of. Like, I feel like if I had something that you were jealous of, you would be like, that's cool as shit. I'm happy for you. I wish I also had that thing.
Yeah, like loving parents.
Oh, yeah, I do have that.
Yeah.
But I just share them with you.
That's
and then
true.
I try and get you to move here so you can also have them.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm trying.
You listen.
That house is still for sale. They'll probably drop the price soon.
Oh, find me a job first, then I'll move.
Just tell Veg to open one here. I don't understand where, like, who's the president of Veg?
There's two. There's a president and a CEO. They're both named David.
That's very confusing. I also have several Davids, if you recall.
Yeah, they actually sign each other's emails as the Davids, so...
Well, if we call up the Davids and just ask.
Surely they'll say yes.
I can't imagine why they would. The market is not saturated.
Mm. Do you have any emergency animal hospitals
around
here?
We only have like two.
Two emergencies or two pets? Oh.
Two emergency hospitals in all of Chattanooga.
That's pretty oversaturated.
I don't think so.
There's three in Linkin Park. Actually, there's not. There's one emergency and it's just us. And then there's like three urgent cares, but they can kick rocks.
Yeah, it's like, I think we just have regular vets and then the two emergency ones.
Are they 24/7?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But I don't know for positive. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I just think maybe we do a little market research. Maybe you live in the house next door to me. I told Jessica, if you guys move here before the baby's born, I'll be your night nurse.
Mm.
And she said that was unrealistic because I'm already tired. And I said, yes, correct. I'm already tired. So like, what do I have to lose?
Yeah, that's fair.
Like I'm used to existing this way. So let me just take care of your baby at night.
Yeah. I'm wondering what I'm going to do when the baby is here. when the baby is here and I am trying to get Pokemon cards in the middle of winter and then have to take the baby with me.
I don't That'll know that you do have to take the baby, the newborn baby, into the germ field.
Oh, yeah. Jess definitely can handle it both by herself.
No, take Marlo.
I see what you're saying.
Take Marlo.
That's too cold for her.
Well, then don't go.
That's not an option.
Carmen's never made a sacrifice a day in his life.
That's not true. Every time I get with you on this podcast, I'm sacrificing my sanity, okay? So...
Carmen hates women. I love that I always have that in my back pocket.
Oh, okay. Goodness.
Should we talk about this show yet?
I don't fucking know, dude. What are we doing here? Kevin McKidd hates women.
Owen
allegedly.
Hates women.
Owen hates women for sure, but Kevin McKidd, I'm sure, is probably lovely in real life.
Well.
Allegedly.
It's fine. Kevin McKidd, come on the show.
Pan to open.
Meredith and Christina in bed together.
Fucking. They're naked. Nipples touching each other.
This man. They set an alarm for 5 a.m. Meredith. Oh, I was actually gonna. I've gotten so bad about reading this, but I actually wanted to read the voiceover because it's very relevant to what's happening in the opening. Okay. The Harper Avery is one of the highest awards a surgeon can earn. They always make the calls to the nominees on the same Friday of the same month at 8 a.m. East Coast time, 5 a.m. in Seattle. My mother was nominated 5 times. I've been through this before. If the phone rings, everything changes. Suddenly, you're a superstar. If it doesn't, I don't know. My mom was a superstar. She always got the call. My mom didn't think she'd win. She thought it was a popularity contest, and she wasn't popular. She was a woman, a fellow, and her arrogance could rub people the wrong way. She hadn't allowed herself to imagine the possibility of winning because she wanted it too much. And when they called my mom's name, she was genuinely shocked. It was validation of all of her hard work and sacrifice. She came home and told me she didn't win the Harper Avery. She earned it.
I do like that last line. She didn't.
Yeah, I also really like
that. She didn't
win
the Harper Avery. She earned it.
So that beginning part is like the explanation of what's going on. So their alarm goes off at 5. They wake up. Christina puts on lipstick. Hilarious. To receive a phone call. And then Alex and Joe burst in whilst they are waiting. And they're like, we haven't heard yet. And Meredith says, well, they're probably going to go in alphabetical order. Yang is obviously going to be last. So they're waiting. Shane calls Joe and is like, have you heard anything? No, not yet. Okay. And then she gets the call. She's been nominated for a Harper
She
Avery
has
Award.
Been nominated for a Harper Avery.
What do you think about that?
I think that it's awesome. And I love that she's going to win.
Is that your official prediction?
Official prediction? She guns to win.
Yep. Okay.
Because whomst could dethrone Christina Yangst?
Yes.
I will say, so I think it happens pretty early on in this episode when Shane's like, we got the nomination. What? Calm down, buddy.
Yeah.
Also, Frankie is just running around and we don't even figure out who Frankie is until way later in the episode. Like,
that was from last episode.
I don't remember, dude. I barely remember this episode.
Well, we watched it a week ago.
And I have notes. And I'm notoriously a bad note taker.
Yeah. At the hospital, Frankie is basically the entire McNeil family just lives there now because all of their children are so ill. Do you remember?
No reason. No why. No one knows.
Yeah, no one knows why. But do you remember at the end of the last one when the kid, the little boy, was like coughing?
Yeah, now he's like dead.
Yeah. And now he's in full heart failure and they don't know why. And then Bailey has the kid with no immune system, Brayden. And he's trapped in his bubble. He cannot come out of his bubble. And Frankie is like trying to be besties with him because they're both like around the same age and just trying to like exist, but they have very abnormal circumstances, obviously. And yeah, so Christina's just going about her day trying to treat the McNeils and like give them the rundown on what's going to happen. They think they have a donor heart for Link. They whatever treatment they've been doing is like not working anymore. They think that he has a week, but he doesn't. It's like going really poorly. And everyone's like, are you just acting like this is a normal day? And she's like, it's totally a normal day, blah, 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 all this stuff. So, I mean, what, so you didn't remember Frankie?
I did not remember Frankie. My note was, who the fuck is Frankie?
Okay. Okay.
I got it later on. Like, it makes sense later.
Yeah. They
but when everyone's like, oh, hi, Frankie. Hi, Frankie. Hi. Okay.
It's
hard to pay attention when I'm also trying to write notes and I'm watching this for the first time.
But you pause it 100 times.
For the notes.
Yeah.
Anyways, Callie and Arizona are like talking about kids. Like they want to make a baby, but not really want to make a baby.
Yeah. Fake babies. But everyone has also like low-key inspired by Christina's nomination. Like they want to win their own Harper Avery now. Like what can I do to also maybe get a nomination?
This podcast is going to get a Harper Avery.
We are the Harper Averys. So yeah, she gets the call. Callie in Arizona kind of going back and forth like, oh, like everything's settled down, we shouldn't have another kid because we're doing well and like we're doing all this research and everyone blah blah blah, and they're like, maybe I'm gonna have a Harper Avery. And then you know, Meredith puts together a whole surprise party for Christina to hide the fact that she's jealous. And
a bit extreme.
Yeah. She's like, oh, no one would ever know that I'm so jealous. But I'm like, but it's so out of character for you to do this thing that like obviously you are.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm like, they don't really touch on like, does Christina know that Meredith is jealous? Because Christina, when they tell her that Meredith is the one that put it together, she's like, what the fuck? So I wonder, does she know that that's what Meredith is doing and Meredith is overcorrecting?
And they kind of like zoomed in on her face where she was like, I couldn't tell if she was happy or upset or what was going through her head. But yeah, I also was unsure if Christina was able to put it together or not. But Derek was surprised too. Because at one point, I think at the end, they're like canoodling in the gallery and
in front of
like,
just the whole hospital.
Yeah. Which, but you know, it's fine. It's not an HR violation because they're married.
Right. They have a love contract.
Yeah. And yeah, he was surprised by that. So I guess I don't know that Christina knew. I don't think she knew.
But like that to me doesn't make any sense. Just that like capitalism doesn't make any sense. And we're back. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me that Christina.
That was nice. That was very smooth. Capitalism doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Because Christina is so blatantly like, I don't want to make a big deal about it. I don't want to do anything. Like, I just want to have a normal day. I'm like working on the McNeils. I'm working on my research. I'm working on, you know, Link is really sick. We're trying to find a donor heart, all this different stuff. And then she's like, I just want it to be a normal day. And then Owen tries to be like, oh, let's walk over here this way. And then she's like, no, why would I do that? And then they walk into the party. And then she's like, ew, who did this? And they say Meredith. I'm like, to me, it wouldn't make sense for her not to know that Meredith. Like
that
Meredith
Christina
would know she wouldn't want that. So why would she do it?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. At the end of the day, yeah, Meredith knows Christina better than anyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's a Harper fucking Avery, dude. Like, come on. It's a little out of character for anyone. It's a super big deal. I don't think that anyone would have known. Meredith, I don't think she's like overshowing her hand. I didn't get any jealousy vibes from her until she physically said it. But I mean, eventually Christina's going to be able to appreciate what was done.
Well, I think there's like a weird thing with jealousy where people make it seem like if you're jealous, you can't like also be happy for the person in any way. And I do think she's happy for Christina. She just also is like, I want this for my career. And yeah. I think it's compounded on top of Derek and his constant bullshit.
With the president.
Right.
Barack Obama.
His Barack-o bullshit. And so...
Yo, that was funny. For once in your fucking life.
Jesus Christ, Carmen hates women.
No!
You guys, what I said before we started recording was that Carmen isn't allowed to be mean to Jessica anymore because she's pregnant now, so he's being extra mean to me. And I've never been mean to Carmen, and I think all of our listeners would back me up on that. In a court of law.
I would subpoena every person with an IP address that shows up on our fucking streaming services.
And they would all say, I don't recall.
I plead the fucking fifth.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, I think it make like it tracks to me that people are jealous slash motivated by this. I just think like you can be happy for someone for having something and also be like, I want this for myself.
Yeah, I mean, like I'll go
when
back
you're jealous,
and
you don't go, I don't want you to have that.
Yeah, no, that would that's like a sociopathic thing.
Yeah.
I'll go back to your parents, right? Like I. Love that you have supportive parents who care very deeply about you. They're good people. I don't go, I wish Kelsey's parents were just fucking assholes to her.
So we could relate so much more.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Now I yearn for that. Chris and Kathy, start treating her like shit.
Shit.
But yeah, no, I agree. It's not an either or. It's a yes and, you know? So
yeah,
let's normalize being happy for the people that we are a little jealous of. And it's okay to want things that other people have, but you know, like work for it. Don't want them like, to have it less.
There's just complexities to existing as a human. And that's okay.
Humans are complex.
It's so real. So yeah, I just think that to me, that was kind of like a thing about the episode that I felt like was not unresolved, but I just think didn't track fully because I'm like, Christina would have clocked immediately that Meredith was jealous if she did this. And she's like overcorrecting to be like, look at me, I'm not jealous, I'm just happy. And I'm her best friend, so I have to be the one that does this because otherwise everyone will like think that I'm not happy for her.
But I am,
and I'm not jealous at all. But I think, again, I think at this point in the way they're showing it, a little jealousy seems to be the norm. You know, they always say that it's a very competitive and like high powered career. So it makes sense that all of these people would have this motivation or be jealous about this.
To a degree.
Yeah. Again, they're not like killing her to try and take it out of
her.
They're not
actively calling, you know, like the Harper Avery committee is saying, did you know that Christina Yang falsified documents? Like, you know, they're not doing that.
Yeah.
And not active saboteurs.
Right. And now Shane, on the other hand, is like, well, this is mine.
Which is just crazy.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I love that scene where Steph and Joe and Leah are like, nah, you know, I'll be nice. I'm not going to steal his thunder. I'm not going to swat monkey him.
Because when he
today.
Calls Joe, he says, did we get the nomination?
Yeah. But that scene, I think it happens like pretty early in the episode where Shane's like, oh yeah, like we blah blah blah, and then Steph is like, I was not gonna do this, but I have to, and ask the girls, I was not gonna do this, and they're like, no, she wasn't gonna do it.
You just and got too big for your britches.
Yeah, she swapped monkeys in what, 5 times this episode?
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's so funny. It is funny. Funny theme. All right, so should we just keep talking? I feel like we're kind of like play by playing it. I think it's good. Yeah. Do you want to keep going? Just keep going on this road, or should we talk about a theme?
Well, I mean, just talk more through what Christina's going through, right? So she's like, get the nomination. She's also dealing with like Link being in heart failure. They think they found a donor. They didn't find a donor. They do have a donor. They think he has got a week. He doesn't have a week. It's going really badly right now. That really dramatic moment where she's on the phone trying to get a compassionate release. And then Link like starts to crash. And so she drops the phone and Frankie picks it up. And she's like, she's busy. I think
Christina
that was
Yang can't come to the phone right now.
A little too melodrama for me, in my opinion. Yeah. Like it was like, I see what you're doing. I would have just like let the phone drop. Maybe don't have Frankie pick it back up.
I would have just hung the phone up like a normal person.
I mean, they don't do that so that you can understand the gravity of how fast she needed to run away. She couldn't even hang it up. She needed to just drop it and run. But yeah. And then, you know, they find a heart. Yay. It's in San Diego, Sacramento, somewhere in California, I think.
Yeah, it's in somewhere.
Another state. But it's then it like gets fogged in and they're like, he's not going to make it if we don't get it. And then, yeah, they're still trying to do this thing with, oh, fucking Owen.
It's coming from.
No, it wasn't a donor heart. Stanford. It was the Sanford thing.
Yeah. Yeah. They were trying to get the release from the Stanford thing.
The compassionate release. FDA says no. Sanford says yes. FDA says no. Owen calls the FDA to yell at them. And this does actually work. So as much as I love to hate Owen, this does actually work.
Well, because he's like, all I had to do is throw around Harper Avery recipient Christina Yang's name into the
ring. I don't love the storytelling that he does afterwards, I like that he does manage to get something productive done. So he gets the compassionate release done. Which doesn't make sense because Christina, when she's on the phone with them, they like start. Oh, I guess that was Stanford though, not the FDA.
Yeah, it was Stanford, not the FDA.
Okay. Yeah. And so he yells at them. They say yes. Then he tells everybody. Christina is like trying really hard to do the research and learn about whatever the hell this thing is so that she can do it. Then it gets fogged in. Then they obviously get to it and we'll get there in another storyline. And then, yeah, she does it and it goes well.
It goes
and these kids
really well.
Still a mystery. They're still trying to figure out what's wrong with these kids that they keep having heart failure. Ivy had a heart surgery. Did she have a heart replacement?
Ivy's on the pacemaker.
No. Frankie's on the pacemaker.
Ivy has the heart. Yeah, Ivy got the heart.
Okay.
Isn't that at the end? Was that not at the end of last episode where she gets the heart? Did that happen? Am I mistaken?
That was, they took her, and then while she was in the surgery, they come to the dad comes to the ER with the other two because Frankie's really sick. And so Ivy got the heart transplant, and Frankie got a pacemaker. And now Link has this new whatever the other person was working on.
The Stanford heart.
Yeah.
Was it a pig heart? It's like an animal thing. Anyway, well, I mean, there's lots of things that overlap in these storylines.
Yeah.
Like the jet storyline. They get a jet that's on a runway in the fog of California and they're like, we need $25,000. And Jackson, of course, is like, put on my card. That triggers Alex to go down a rabbit hole for some other adjacent reason.
Dr. Butthole.
And then at the end, another adjacent storyline is when Arizona walks by and sees all of the kids that Christina has saved the lives of just laying in bed, cuddling with each other. And it's like everyone is touched in some capacity by Christina's storyline this episode, which is cool.
Yeah, it was definitely more like one central storyline kind of spiderwebbing instead of two or three parallels.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did like that because it's a little bit different, and that makes
sense
too.
Christina deserves it.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. And they talk this award up constantly on the show, so it makes sense that when it does happen, they are like, it's a big fucking deal. I really, really, really loved everything with Bailey. And they're setting it up. She's obviously jealous. She's like trying to talk herself as like, well, I taught these people. So like I am also, you know, having a hand in their career. And then she finally sees Christina and tells her congratulations. And Christina says, it's just a nomination. And when she says, Christina Yang, I taught you better than that. When someone congratulates them, you look them in the eye and say thank you. And I loved that moment when Christina like takes a breath and is like, thank you, Dr. Bailey.
Yeah, that was fucking, that
the
was
payoff
a great scene.
For that, because like the whole time you're like, okay, what is she ever actually going to like go say anything to Christina? Like, is she actually like mad or is she just like jealous and kind of overwhelmed with her own stuff? It's because she's frustrated by the Braden storyline. So then when you actually see that moment and she does congratulate her and then Christina does just kind of be like, oh, you know, it's no big deal. So then for her to still use it as like a teaching moment and being like, no, it is a big deal, but also you need to think, be gracious.
Yeah.
I just loved that. I thought I was like that. For me, that moment was like so perfectly executed.
Yeah, I'm a big fan and Bailey gets like these funny little one-liner jabs throughout this episode too. Like, what happens when Shane walks in and is like, what, you're trying to slum it over here with me now, dude? Like, fuck. And then Meredith walks in and she starts giving attitude to Meredith because she's like, yeah, of course, I got to do all the stuff for you, like your transplants, they're good to go, like, and I got to do all the work, blah blah blah, another high profile shit that's going on, and it's just super sarcastic and hilarious.
Yeah.
Then he's like, of course not. She says, I'm happy for her, I molded for her. It's like, it's my nomination too, ha 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 ha. But yeah, I do like that Bailey tells Meredith to tell Christina that she's thrilled for her.
Mm-hmm.
And Bailey is like, I'm busy.
Yeah, because Meredith says like, oh, I think that would actually mean a lot to hear it from you. And she's like, well, I'm very, very busy.
Yeah.
I simply cannot find the time.
Simply cannot.
Yeah, and then she fucking backstabs Meredith. That was funny. Meredith is supposed, like, what Meredith is doing in this episode is also a big deal, right? They've passed a law
totally.
Where like now they can do HIV positive to HIV positive organ transplants. And the back and forth on this
was friends, this going to be the first ever HIV to HIV transplant?
I think not the first ever, but I do think it's supposed to be definitely the first one at the hospital.
Okay, I thought...
maybe they said it was first ever.
Maybe it was first kidney?
Something. But, yeah, definitely... It's for sure the first at the hospital. And then... there's... These people.
Marty and Keith.
Keith needs the transplant. Marty is giving him the kidney. And it's the first in the state since the law passed. That's what it says. So Marty is going to give Keith his kidney. And then he like freaks out. And he's like, I am afraid. I don't want to die. And they're like,
because Meredith says there's a 0.06% chance of deadness.
Crazy. And so he's like, what if that's me? And they're like, you're not that special. And so
I will say at that moment where the other guy is like, I think Keith is like, we've beaten worse odds. I'm like, you just gave everyone in the show the kiss of death. Like, everyone's going to die. Don't do it.
The entire hospital bursts into flame. So then he's like, you have to help me. You can't tell him that I just am backing out. So Meredith is like, oh, you're actually not a perfect match. Bummer. And they're like, and the guy's like, it's okay, it's not your fault, you know, these things happen. And the other guy's like sobbing hysterically, like, oh, I'm so sorry. You
and that's your best friend, bro.
Yeah, that is
best
crazy
friend.
If I didn't want to give you my kidney, I would probably just tell you that I didn't want to give you my kidney.
I don't think I would ask. Also, I wouldn't want any of my friends to test because I wouldn't want
to know.
To know if it was life and death, yeah. I mean, okay, yeah. Fine. Hey, friends,
if it's genuinely life and death, I would get tested to see if I was a match.
Yeah, absolutely. Same.
Like, I don't live the lifestyle where I'm like, well, I need both of these kidneys. I got to be like sprinting marathons all the time. I'm not having kids, though.
That's one of the reasons that I stopped drinking, too, is so I can be a proper liver donor.
See, I'm going to keep drinking so that I can't give you my liver. Or if I do, it's going to be saturated with alcohol.
Oh, okay. See, I don't want your liver, then. But I'll give you mine. I'll give you some liver.
Yours. I'm doing
mine will regenerate. Yours will just cough and go, kill me.
Wither up and drown in all my Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Like one funny. Miller Lite every other day. So, yeah.
You know what I was craving the other day, though?
A Miller Lite.
No, a fucking margarita, dude. I wanted a margarita. So we were at a Memorial Day. We were at our friend's house. They had the pool, beautiful concrete in-ground pool. And I was like, a fucking margarita would just kill right now.
I love that for you.
I just drank a Coke Zero.
I thought you didn't drink soda.
I fuck with Coke Zero. I fuck with Coke, regular Coke.
On a special occasion.
Yeah, when I want to get crazy. If I want to cut loose, I'll throw a little bit of grenadine cherry syrup in there.
Okay. I had a wedding this weekend, and I feel like I have to whisper because I'm like, what if they listen? They don't listen, but what if they do?
They just turn their volume up, Kelsey.
I'm like, what?
This podcast got quiet all of a sudden.
No, I just I hesitate to tell the story. Right. Okay. But I'm gonna. They didn't have alcohol.
Dumb.
Originally, I was like, maybe they're just like not drinkers. They are. I think it was a cost cutting measure.
Oh.
They had a dirty soda bar.
Like with mud?
No. Like, do you know what a dirty soda is? Like when you put like the flavors and the stuff in it.
Like,
do you know what Swig is?
Yeah, when I take a swig of soda.
No, like the chain.
No, never heard of Swig.
There's too much lore to tell you a single story.
Is it a Mormon thing?
Yes, see, you do know the lore. Okay.
I know that they drink pop and shit, right? Because they can't have caffeine. Okay, soda. Pop.
Okay, first of all, that fucking drives me insane because there's fucking caffeine in soda. So I don't understand what the goddamn loophole is.
Some sodas, not all sodas.
But they drink all the sodas.
Oh, sacrilege. Burn them at the stake.
Yeah. Chacuse. So
this month is not for you, Mormons.
Anyways, they didn't have alcohol. And then the cocktail hour was like an hour and a half long because they didn't do a first looks and they had to do all the photos before, which I hate it when people don't do first looks. I'm sorry. I always support what my couples want, but like I hate it when people don't do first looks.
Whomst was advising these people?
Me, but they didn't take my advice.
Whomst was not talking sense into these people in the family.
Listen, I always explain to people, I totally understand if you want to wait and not do a first look. If you don't do a first look, I urge you to speak with your photographer because they can explain it better. But typically people who do a first look get 30 to 40% more photos than people who don't. You also get basically no time alone together on your wedding day. So if you do a first look, that is going to extend the amount of time the two of you can just be together and like celebrate each other on that day with no one else around other than like a photographer. And then I'm just like, people are like, oh, it's less emotionally impactful. It's not. It's still emotionally impactful when the person is walking down the aisle because that is still the only time when they're actually walking down the aisle to get married to you. Michael, who is historically not a crier, cried both times. Okay? And then it's like, you build it up. You don't do the first look. What if he doesn't even cry?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're just mad, which you don't need to be mad. But like, if your whole thing is, oh, he better cry. I'm not going to do a first look so he cries. And then he doesn't cry. You're setting up everyone to be upset.
Yeah. Also, I didn't cry.
I know.
So.
But like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like, you also at that time, if you did it now, you would sob.
Yeah. I had a lot of repressed emotions. Yeah, I was less healed. Because men, I'm a man. Men don't cry.
That was a loogie.
No.
That was not going to loogie. That's what men do.
Oh, man.
Hike up my pants and hock a loogie. Anyways,
you give him the old hike and hawk.
Give it to him. Give him the old hike and hawk. You know how it do. anyways, so
I can't move on yet.
The dirty soda bar, really.
Okay, yes, the dirty soda bar. Okay,
but it was like
Well, they just, are they just pouring caffeine into the soda? I don't
understand. So this is how they had it set up. Also, originally when it was explained to me, I thought they were like bringing a company in to do a dirty soda bar. No, they just put a bunch of cans of soda on a bar top and then like a bunch of the different flavored pumps. And it was like a do it yourself.
Okay.
And like, they also didn't have food during cocktail hour. I'm like, you gotta have either alcohol or food. You can't do neither and have an hour and a half cocktail hour. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No one listens to me. Anyways.
I want everyone out there listening. I give Kelsey a lot of shit. Both metaphorical and physical.
He does hand me piles of poop all the time.
Yeah. but if you're out there and you're looking to get married and you need to have someone advise you, don't go to Kelsey.
Hit me up.
Go to Kelsey.
Hit me up. My business depends on it. Not really. Because if you're not here, I can't do it. I mean, I can help you, but I'm not working for you if you're not here.
Yeah. No, in all seriousness, Kelsey's really great at what she does. Like, just fucking listen to her. And if you're out there listening to this podcast and you found Kelsey after you didn't listen to her, then, like, just do a vow renewal at the wedding venue. Okay?
I did just do an anniversary party.
Amazing. It went so How many years?
50. It was Dave and Kathy.
Hell. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
You would have been invited if you lived here, so.
Oh, okay. Didn't realize the postal service was out of order. I could have traveled for that. I don't understand. Not deeply offended. I would have come.
They only invited people that were related by either blood or marriage. Truly.
Still offended.
That's fine. You don't make that list, though.
I am kind of married in with you and Michael. Jessica and I are kind of married in.
I know that.
Right.
Unfortunately, not everyone outside of us recognizes that. But it was cool. It was a lot of people. And it's like just crazy that it's like two people get married and like that's the result. Like all these people exist. Like, right. It's like the two of them and then all the grandkids together. We got a picture of everybody. And was like, just because two people had a baby on accident.
In a trailer.
It's so true. They've come so far.
Yeah. Now they got a big trailer for fun and on purpose.
They have a fun trailer for extras. In addition to the currently two houses that they own. But it's because they're in the process of moving, not because they just own two houses. Rich people.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Jealous and happy for them.
Yeah, mostly happy because I like them and their family, but I also benefit greatly from all of their successes in life. So
totally.
We do okay. There was a delightfully funny part in the toast where David, the oldest
mentioned
sibling,
me. Oh.
Said, like, he was in the middle of his speech and he was like, I think it's really important that we just take a minute to recognize the reason that we're all here tonight. And that's me. And I was like, that's funny. Mm-hmm. This is hilarious, objectively.
That is funny. That is. And subjectively.
It was very funny. So, anyways, it was fun. Let me know if you have wedding questions. I'll answer them for you.
Yeah.
It is all opinion-based, but I can also kind of back it up with a lot of facts, too.
Yeah. It's like every time someone asks me a question, it is both opinion and fact at the same time.
Yeah. It is a fact that my opinion is correct.
Except when it differs from mine,
which in the cases where that happens, mine is also defaulted as correct, and I feel like I could get backed up on this by a large number of people.
No incorrect.
Herman's mansplaining again, guys. Because why?
Let me explain to you what mansplaining actually is.
Oh my god. you guys during Pride. The straight man is going to act this way during Pride.
You can't talk to me that way. I'm an ally.
I'm an ally.
Literally June 1st, I walked into the building and the team was like, we're all gay. Can you buy us food? And I was like, I don't know how to say no, but the answer is no.
Like a violation to say yes and also to say no. We're all gay. I'll give you a rainbow high five.
Yeah, so funny. I think we got derailed a little bit. Should we just do another episode?
We'll start off with everyone's favorite segment.